Well, maybe some people have talked to you about having a commercial company come out and spray their whole yard. Well, that may rid them of stinging and biting insects for a month or so. But it also rids them of all the beneficial pollinators and the praying mantids and the ladybugs and the honeybees that we're in so desperate need of, and the beautiful blue swallowtail butterflies that are threatened and endangered. There's a wonderful natural series of herbs and flowers that repel mosquitoes. Let's go over to here where the lavender's in bloom. You want to disguise the lactic acid smell that the mosquitoes zero in on from sweat, or the carbon dioxide smell that those mosquitoes zero in on from exhaling. Lavender is a familiar fragrance, and it can repel mosquitoes. I have in mind a lavender bouquet on the picnic table or pots of lavender on the deck. Another one is marigolds. Now, everybody knows marigolds that you plant in an eggshell in the first grade and bring home for Mother's Day.
Right. Well,
I have some seeds here of marigolds, and they're quite large, and every single one of those that you plant will sprout. So if the marigold smell repels, and many of the other daisy family plants in the marigold family also repel insects. For example, artemisia. I've got artemisia over here. I just picked some. Smell that.
Oh.
That's used for moth repellent.
Almost smells like radishes.
Radishes. Well, it's in the daisy family, and you can lay it in your closet to keep away clothes moths, but mosquitoes don't like it either. And right behind you, in full bloom, is feverfew. And feverfew is another member of the daisy family. You can see the little daisies.
Yeah, and they're all clustered together.
These historically were used to fight fever, but crunch up the leaves and smell that.
Very fresh, clean smelling.
Yeah.
Am I already noticing a pattern here that things that mosquitoes are repelled by, we actually see as smelling good?
Yes. So come over here and let's smell this lemon balm. As you might guess, lemon balm smells lemony.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
It's reminiscent of the citronella from lemongrass, the lemon balm, lemongrass. And I'm going to take you over to the lemon-scented geranium or the rose-scented geranium that they call citronella in the stores, but that is making a false claim. Look at that beautiful lacy leaf. Scented geranium, pelargonium.
It smells like a mild form of this citronella that you buy in the big jugs in the store.
Now, it smells heavenly, I'll grant you that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily repel the mosquitoes like you would hope.
I find it very interesting that they're drawn to the carbon dioxide that we exhale. It makes me wonder if, I don't know if it's a wives tale or not, that drinking a gin and tonic will help keep mosquitoes away. I wonder if it's disguising
Let's try it out, John. Well, of course, quinine was used against malaria after those mosquitoes bit you.
Oh, there could be a little link there.
There are plenty of fragrant plants that you can have, like bee balm, or catnip is a really good one that has lavender flowers. I don't know why it attracts cats, but the same principle is repellent to mosquitoes. And any of these, if you don't have them in your garden, you can get a small vial of the lemon verbena oil or lemongrass oil and drip it on a scarf or a handkerchief and have that over the back of your chair, too. That will help repel the mosquitoes.
Jerry, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.